Hello, and welcome to I'll Bring the Bible with Mel.
And Monica.
And today isn't such a great day. And it's Wednesday, what is it, January 6th. And we are recording this. We met to record something completely different. And yet, we know about everything that transpired today over in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And our hearts are just really burdened by it. We were joking just on Sunday when we recorded today's podcast. Actually, and we were talking actually about a very shiny, happy 2021, and we shared our words and how quickly things have changed. And you know, it's not really a day to be chipper and cheerful and slapstick. We just kind of want to share our hearts. We're not going to do much of any editing on this podcast. We're just going to talk about what's happening and how we feel like we should handle it. I think it's been a very telling day, and I was actually thinking about this today, Monica, that when Jesus came, they were all looking for a political answer, an answer to all of their political problems. And Jesus came, and he was not that. He was the person that was going to be the answer to our spiritual problems. And here we have just the same thing that's happening and going on right now, thousands of years later. Whether you are a Democrat, Republican, somewhere in between, or just feel completely politically homeless, what's happening in our country right now is absolutely ridiculous. And I think that people, especially for Christians, we are getting off track. We are looking for political salvation, and we need to stop. We need to stop looking for that.
Right.
We need to look to Jesus and what the Word says. What do you think?
I just think that we are so inundated with information and opinions, and we've lost sight of recognizing what our goal is as Christians, and what we have been told by Christ is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And I think that we're not doing such a great job at seeking the kingdom first. Yeah. And because in Christ's economy, the kingdom is an upside down society. You know, it's about sacrifice and humility and about loving others and loving the Lord your God with all your heart. It's about being meek. It's about listening. It's about standing for truth, but loving the unlovely. It's about trusting in the Lord with all our hearts. And I think somewhere along the line, along those lines, the lines have become muddied.
Yes.
And I think we can easily get off track because we like to be on a team.
Right.
You know, we love, like right now, we love the Buckeyes. At least some of us do.
I don't care.
Right. I really, you know, it's been a long time before I could actually say that I was a Buckeye because I'm a transplant here. But we like to identify with whether we are a Buckeye fan or whether we are a Democrat or whether we are Republican, whether we are white or black or Asian or Hispanic. We tend to gravitate and seek identity in those things rather than first seeking unity in the body and identifying with Christ. And I think when we do that and we align with something and we like to be on a team, then we feel like we have to support or at least justify everything about that team or party or whatever, instead of just standing up for truth and what is right and what is true.
Yeah, I agree. And Jesus was always trying to redirect the people's thinking about what it means that His kingdom is coming, what it means for Him as our King. And yet we're finding ourselves in the same place where we're letting our ideals, both sides, people of all parties. This isn't a one-party thing.
No.
It's all parties. We're letting our ideals get in front of our love for Jesus and what we stand mm-hmm. for as Christians. And I think, you know, there's certain things, yes, that we do need to stand up for. We need to stand up for truth and things like that. But it's gone too far. We've gone too far over the edge politically. And people aren't thinking straight. Mm-hmm. We have people at war with each other in churches when we're supposed to be unified. And that's what we were going to talk about tonight, but we just decided to do this. There's my watch reminding me to breathe. Which
yes.
is, I'm glad. Thank God for the Apple Watch.
Right.
That reminds us.
Right.
So today I posted real quick after I realized everything that was going on, something from the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew 6. And I started in verse 12, which is how Jesus teaches us how to pray.
Right.
And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I think some of the things that we're seeing right now are people that are not being very forgiving, and also people that are being led into temptation to do things mm-hmm. that are against the law, trying to say that it's within their right to do it.
And I think that some of us are so concerned about blaming our nation as a nation that's turned its back on God, rather than looking at our own hearts mm-hmm. and asking ourselves, is my heart truly aligned with the kingdom work that Jesus Christ laid out for us?
Right. Exactly. It's troubling when, you know, Monica and I laughed it off, but it's troubling in my heart when I post something on my personal Facebook account as something that we were laughing about receiving the vaccination. And we all have to make that choice, I think, personally, mm-hmm. for our own personal reasons. And somebody called me out in the comments and basically accused me for abandoning Jesus and going over to a different religion, which was absolutely false. And but that's how far that we have gone. We are dragging people's names through the mud mm-hmm. And taking it to the absolute next level in name calling and things like that, with a simple, innocent Facebook post. And it shouldn't be that way.
I think a good way to take a step back to ask ourselves is, what does it really mean mm-hmm. to love our neighbor as ourselves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do we really do that? Do we fully engage in trying to understand where someone is coming from, seeing them as an image bearer of God? You don't have to like someone. You can be appalled at their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to stop and take a look at people for who we are.
You know, I was going to ask you this question, and I know you know the answer, and that's why I'm surprising you with it. Can you explain to our listeners, maybe this is the first time that they've actually heard that phrase, being an image bearer of Christ? What does that mean?
Well, that means that when God created the heavens and the earth, mm-hmm. and in the creation account, he created, you know, he created the heavens, the earth, and then he created the water and the sky and all the things in it. And then he created man in his image, male and female, he created them. And from there, we have an identity with God, that he formed us from the ground, put his breath mm-hmm. of life in us, and gave us a job, and that was to glorify him and to fill the earth and to point the earth to himself.
So does that mean that even if a person is not a Christian, they are an image bearer of God?
Anybody, any human that is on this planet is an image bearer of God. We all have value because we were created in God's image.
So Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, all of these people, that everybody has a lot of things, nasty and hateful things to say about, they're all evil dictators. They're all image bearers of Christ.
They are all image bearers. And that does not mean that God is pleased with the way they're living their lives out, or that they're even being obedient by any means. But what I'm saying is they have value because they bear the image of their Creator. They may not know that themselves. They may not accept that themselves. But we place value of people on whether they are productive, whether they, the way they look, where they come from, what can they do for me?
If we agree with
them. If we agree with them.
If they agree with you.
Right. And that doesn't mean that we can't, that we don't stand up for what is true and what is, and speak out about what is evil.
Right.
But we are all image bearers. But we also are fallen, all of us are fallen because of the fall when Adam and Eve chose to sin and turn their backs on God. And we, the Bible says that we've inherited that sin. And because we've inherited that sin, without a mediator, we are enemies of God. And so in comes our Savior. So not only are we image bearers of Christ, but Christ came a sinless, he came as a sinless man, walked the earth to give us a way back to the Father.
For those people that we hate.
Or
dislike.
We needed the salvation that Jesus provided on the cross every bit as badly as Donald Trump, as Joe Biden, as Mike Pence, as Nancy Pelosi, as Kamala Harris. We all, without Christ, are in the exact same boat. And the Bible calls that enemies of God.
Right. And this is why we are commanded to love one another.
Right.
And I think that there are people out there that are doing that well. I think all of us can improve in that.
Right.
But I, to be honest, I'm discouraged at how little I'm seeing of this love that Jesus calls us to. Well, you know, especially on social media. It's a hard one for sure. So 1 Timothy 2:1-4, actually my brother-in-law just posted this. It says, first of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I think that's really appropriate for this time. I think we should be praying for our leaders right now. We should always be praying for them, especially now. I know that sometimes it feels a little weird to pray for famous people. Sometimes I'm like, why am I praying for this person? But we really need to pray for our leaders and lift them up and pray for healing in our land, and that everyone would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Okay, the passage that I am thinking of is where we are told to pray for those who persecute us.
That's a great one.
Love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. You know, I've seen a lot of, if you're okay with this, then unfriend me on Facebook.
Yes.
I get it. I mean, I get what people are trying to say. But how are we ever going to come to a place where we can be peaceful and talk about hard things if we just make a blanket statement? If you disagree with me and the way I think is so right, if you disagree with me, then I don't want to hear from you.
Our pastor just interrupted us. He did not know that we were going to do this.
But he saluted us, so that was very nice.
Yep, I totally agree with you on it. And here's the other thing. If you're reading, I have a lot of people, and I'm sure you do too, that don't have the same, are not of the same political mindset of
me
on Facebook, on Instagram.
We're not 100% in the same political
That's
mindset.
True. No, we're not. But however, for me, it's, I've learned a lot from those people.
Right.
Just by reading their viewpoint.
Right.
I'm not saying, oh, well, I'm going to switch. But maybe it's made me softer and more able to understand where they're coming from and why they take the position that they've taken and really consider what they're saying.
Or at least maybe understand a little bit of how did they get to this point.
Right.
You know, I don't think that all of this madness didn't just like explode one day.
No. Oh, no.
We've seen the buildup.
Uh-huh. We've seen it. And what can we do as Christians to help instead of hurt is my question. And I think the answer is pretty simple, is to disengage from what you're thinking is the right way and engage in the Bible, in the Word of God, in prayer, and really seek what God is trying to tell your heart. Because He will tell you. If you want to know the truth, if you want to know God's spirit behind what's happening here, He will. He's going to
reveal
it to
you. There is absolute truth. It's in the Word of God.
Right.
And some of that is hard truth. But that's where we need to go and look for what is true and what is holy, what is, you know, what is commendable. It's found in God's Word. And I think that if we try not to hold on so tightly to our rights and our opinions, you know, I think, you know, I've said this before, maybe even on the podcast, is that I think that sometimes we're more concerned about being right than righteous. And, you know, we all love this country, but this country is not all that there is to the kingdom of God.
No, it's not. It's not. There's a lot more. Just let me tell you, it's
right.
Not.
And I think we can both recognize that the freedom that we have by being able to speak our mind is something to be grateful for in our nation, because not everybody has that.
Right. Exactly. And although we can, I think, you know, part of the anger, especially for Christians, is coming when they're feeling like that freedom of speech is getting less and less and less. And that's where, and we understand that, where the frustration comes in. Because I'm frustrated with it too.
Right.
But let me tell you, there are places that have it way worse. And we have no idea. We have no idea the type of persecution that some countries are going through.
Right.
If they say even a fraction of what we're allowed to say and share what we're allowed to share, we need to really think about places and people beyond the United States of America.
Well, look at the persecuted church around the world. Do you ever listen to or get any information from Voices of the Martyrs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What Christians are going through around the world right this very minute because they are proclaiming Christ is astounding.
People are dying.
People are dying.
Brutal deaths.
Yes.
In North Korea.
Right.
And separated from their families and being thrown into jails and things like that. And here we are in the United States of America, you know, with political unrest because we're having a problem with our vote.
Right.
And
I don't know. I don't know if anything about the vote. Like, if I don't know if Donald Trump was robbed or if he wasn't.
We don't know. That's the thing.
We don't know. This is the process that we have. I'm gonna, you know, one thing that I do know. Is that Daniel 2 tells us that God sets up kings and deposes them.
Right, exactly.
So ultimately, whoever is the president of the United States was placed there by God.
That is true.
Now, it might not be to bless us.
That's true. And personally, to be honest, today I was even thinking, do we as a country deserve the blessing? Mm-mm. You know, we don't. And I don't think that we're doing a great job. And listen, listeners, Monica and I are preaching to ourselves.
We would be having this exact same conversation.
We're encouraging ourselves too. So, I mean, because we've failed in these areas too. It's not like we're just coming on here and talking. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have our political opinions. We're choosing not to share exactly what we feel and what we think. But we're also very frustrated and kind of fed up with this mentality, and we want to encourage you to read your Bible, to pray, and actually allow your heart to be changed if it needs to be changed. If it needs to be changed, let the Holy Spirit work in your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to change your attitude. Because if that needs to happen and you're open and you're willing, God will change it. Mm-hmm. He will.
If we as a body of believers, as the body of Christ, truly had the kingdom mindset that we are called to have by Christ, and we are united, because when we are as Christians, we are united as the body of Christ, and Christ is our head. We are in Him. He is in us, and we are together.
Mm-hmm.
And Scripture talks about us not being divided and how valuable we are to one another and how responsible we are to one another to use our gifts in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what it would look like right now if the Church of Jesus Christ had a kingdom mindset. We humbled ourselves under God's mighty hand.
Mm-hmm.
We loved God with all our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We loved our neighbor as ourselves.
Yep.
And we were united. And we truly prayed, not for our way, but for God's way.
Because let me tell you something, you're absolutely right. And not everything is going to go our way.
But I really like for my way.
I know. We want everything that we want. We want, that's our trip and our hang up is that we want all of the things that we have required and expected of our country to mm-hmm. do for us. That's what we want. And everybody has a different opinion. And that's what's happening here is that we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to leave this in the hands of the Lord. I'm just very troubled today. But I also know that, but I also have peace too, knowing that I believe in God and I trust in God. And I know that God is going to work it out. Even if it means that this is our demise. God still got it.
Right.
He's still in control.
Isn't that comforting?
It is comforting. It's comforting to me.
I feel like we, though, as a nation have, you know, I can't speak for the whole nation.
That's true. We can't.
Certainly can't. You can kind of see glimpses of things. But I think that just as Christians, I think it's especially in the land of plenty,
mm-hmm.
where we don't have to fully rely on, or we forget that we have to fully rely on God because of our abundance, that we forget the supremacy of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We forget that He ordains things to happen. We forget that what the enemy intends for evil, that God uses for good.
That's right.
And I think that if we would just kind of try to remember that,
mm-hmm.
and remember the greatest commandments, because that's what we've really lost.
Yep.
And loving the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Do we even know what that looks like?
It's true.
So
I was challenged, been kind of reading this little book. I can't even tell you what it is, but because I can't think right now, but it's along those lines of giving everything to God,
mm-hmm.
and giving your whole being and committing it to God, and what that means as a Christian and someone who completely and totally loves Christ. And it's just been really challenging. I guess I should have it for you by next podcast, but it's a really good book. Anyway, what I want to do is, I think we've thoroughly covered this topic about everything that we want to say. And I'd like to close this out in a word of prayer and hopefully some encouragement. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We do thank you for this day because this is the day that you have made, Lord. And it says in your word that we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it, Lord, because of you. You're the reason that we're living. You're the reason that we have breath, God. And we live on this earth to honor and bring your name glory, God. And so we do thank you for this day, God. Lord, we are come to you before you with troubled hearts. We know that you are God. We know that you reign over all, that you are supreme God, and yet our human minds can only grasp so much of that. And so those feelings of fear and uncertainty want to creep in, Lord. And God, we want to pray for all Christians today that we would be united, Lord, as you prayed so long ago, Lord. But that prayer is so important for today, Lord, that we would come together united under your banner, Lord, and that we would stand firm in knowing that we are your image bearers, Lord, and that people who don't love you, even though they don't know it, they are your image bearers, Lord, and that we would come and confront our beliefs and our convictions and other people with love and care. And Lord, that we would be able as a whole, Christians all over the world, Christians especially right now in the United States, that we would be able to show a united front in the love that we have for you and in the love that we have for others. But to be honest, we're discouraged because we're failing. A lot of us are failing in that, God, and we pray for us personally. We pray for them, Lord, change our hearts, change our minds. Help us, Lord, as Christians living in the United States today, to be able to get back on track, God. And we pray, Lord, that you will heal our land, Lord. Whatever that looks like, we don't know. I probably don't know what I'm praying for as I pray it. I don't know exactly what I'm asking for, Lord, but we are asking for peace. We're asking for healing, God. And Lord, we're asking for you to come. We love you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Dear Lord, I just want to especially lift up President Trump right now and President-elect Biden. This mm-hmm. is, we often forget that these are two human men, mm-hmm. just human beings. I can't imagine what they're experiencing emotionally. I don't know. But Lord, I pray that you use this time to reveal your truth to them. I pray for their safety. I pray for you to strengthen them. And I pray that at the end of the day, as we change hands at the office, Lord, that they can be united as Americans and as leaders of our country. But mostly, Lord, I pray that they see you in the midst of all of this. And so I ask this in your name. I ask this. I want to repeat your words in John 17. As Christ is praying to the Father, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Lord, I pray for the unity of your body, just as Christ prayed 2,000 years ago, and we are comforted in knowing that Christ's prayers will not go unanswered.
Amen. Christians, be encouraged. One thing that they kind of drilled in our heads and some training that my husband and I went through is that no matter what happens, God is God is God is God.
God is God.
And
that's a comfort.
And it is a comfort. And he does reign. And he is mighty and holy. And one day we'll actually get to see that mm-hmm. play out in heaven.
He's not taking a break right now.
No. He's working.
He's working.
God is working. You know that song?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We'll end there before I break out into song. All right, we will see you next week. We're going to be doing the High Priestly Prayer, and I think it's going to be really appropriate for the coming days. And so we're really excited about that. Thank you for tuning in this extra special edition next day on completely, almost totally unedited version of I'll Bring the Bible.
Almost totally unedited.
I'm going to take out some of the breaks. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook, and we would love for you to interact with this. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us what you think. It's okay if you don't totally agree with us.
It's okay.
That's okay. We love you. And
just engage in pleasant, respectful conversation.
That's right. All right. We will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.